St. John wrote, "Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." One of the frustrating things about the inspired, inerrant, holy Word of God is it omits many things we are curious to know. What was Jesus like growing up? How and when did Joseph, Mary's husband, die? Did Mary and Joseph have children after the birth of Jesus? Or are those who are called Jesus' brothers and sisters a family Joseph brought into his marriage with Mary? St. John clearly says that we will have questions which cannot be answered. Those questions, however, are not relevant to our salvation from sin and death, so he did not include the answers in his writings. Jesus never promised us the complete knowledge of life, universe, and everything, only that we would know of God's love, grace, and mercy. What the Bible reveals is God's plan of salvation, promised to Adam and Eve, given to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Beyond that, the Bible remains silent. Although we desire to be like God, knowing good and evil, knowing everything, that desire leads to death. In faith, we trust God to reveal that which we need to know, and that is sufficient for our salvation. May our Lord grant us the wisdom to trust in him and not to lean on our own understanding, wisdom, and knowledge. Amen.